Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Direct, honest, and forthcoming. That's our next guest. Man has joined us a number of times before. The police chief for the city of Bloomington, Booker Hodges, is here. Booker, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good to talk to you again, sir. I wish it was on something better, but often when those of us in the media reach out, it is something troubling, including what happened with you in the last 24 hours involving something called Operation Creep. And in reading the details, the title is accurate and it is troubling. Tell people about what happened with some of your officers even posing as 17-year-old kids.
Well, first, thanks for having me, man. And you guys have too much fun on this radio show. So
thank you.
Just so you know that.
I appreciate that.
What happened was we did one of our operations here where we were going after people who wanted to have sex with minors. We do these because, you know, we have to protect the kids in our community. And unfortunately, you know, I'd like to say we did one of these operations and we caught no one, right? But unfortunately, we ended up catching 16 people. It's very troubling to me.
I want to remind people right away, and I'm going to mention it a couple times, that if you know of anyone who is a trafficking victim or know someone who might be, there is a national human trafficking hotline. Don't forget about this. 1-888-373-7888. It is there for you. I'll read it again. Booker, do you believe this issue, which is vile, is as bad now as it's been? Are you making progress? Is it getting worse? Where are we at in this pursuit of arresting these deviants who are looking for sex with kids?
So I think we're making some headroads. And I'll say the headroads are being made, at least what we're seeing. We're not catching too many repeat offenders, right? So, I mean, I look at that as progress. I do think the issue is more prevalent now because of our technology. Right. It's not like back in the day, we used to have to call a list, you know, back in the old back pages on the city pages. Right. You can go
exactly
do this from anywhere in the world. Right. You can access these types of things. And I think that's presented some significant challenges for us. But that's the part where I think it's also created opportunities for some of these clowns to go out and try to seek these services.
Is some of it, and just picking up the last part of your answer, again, this is Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges, that they feel emboldened because there are so many ways, sadly, available to them if they grab what I'm holding in my right hand, my phone. And they feel like they can just punch in Google, whatever they might. And sadly, too much is popping up. Is that why some of those folks, it sounds like in this last case, they weren't repeat offenders, but whether they're repeat offenders or new, they feel like because there's such a smorgasbord of options, and I hate saying that, that because of that, they feel more empowered that they won't be caught.
Yeah, I think a lot of these folks don't believe they'd be caught, right? And that's, you know, I don't believe for a second that a good chunk of these folks that we caught, this was their first time, right?
This probably was their first time
to get caught. And that's why I play the drone video of showing the guy getting out of his car and walking into the hotel for a reason, right? And I want people to understand this. It's not that we're just talking to these people online or on the phone. These people actually get in a vehicle and drive to a place to have sex with a minor, right? And when you see that, it's like, because most of us can't even wrap our brains around that. You know, so for parents out there, just imagine some grown man coming to your house to have sex with your minor child. It's just, you know, and we, and to see that, though, and I think people have to see that. And hopefully that helps some of us get out here and really monitor our kids' social media stuff, because I say all the time, me and my kids can be friends when they're grown.
exactly right. 100% correct. Are most of these individuals making it clear that when they are pursuing sex, that they want someone younger?
I think that's a mix. You know, when they, a lot of these folks, when they're seeking sex and the decoy habitually tells them how old they are, they still make the decision to come.
Yep.
Right. And that's, and they, you know, and a good chunk of them acknowledge that they know it's wrong and they still decide to show up. Right. So I just think these, like I said, in the operation title, these people are just creeps, man.
Yeah, Operation Creep, that's what we're talking about with Booker Hodges, the Bloomington police chief. Just yesterday, 16 men were arrested for engaging with undercover officers who they believed to be minors. Okay, so yesterday, men. We hear more about men. Are women also pursuing this?
We have not caught a woman yet.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go out here and say women don't. We just haven't caught one yet. So, yeah.
Do you feel like when you have a press conference and it's well attended, and I'm talking to you today, do you believe it has a chilling effect on others, or it still just makes sense telling the public about it, even if you don't know if it's going to slow down others who might pursue this awful activity?
Oh, I 100% think it has an effect. You know, when we're chatting with folks, they'll say they don't want to come to Bloomington because of this. And I think it shows people that you can get caught for this. But in some respects, I think it's like the speed trap, right? Like, we get a lot of complaints about people speeding along a specific road, and we put up a road trailer, go out, write a bunch of tickets, people slow down for 3 months. And then if they don't see nobody out there, they start speeding again.
Yep.
Right. And that's, you know, that's the whole point of publicizing these operations, is we keep, you know, doing that. And I think that's helped reduce some of the multiple, or people who've been doing this twice or whatnot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Bloomington's one of the biggest cities we have in the state. If you could have greater results in an area of tracking down individuals who committed a crime, what area are we talking about?
Well, I think, you know, for these, I wish we could do these and not get anyone.
Right? Yeah,
for the,
right,
the sex trafficking and the people coming after minors. I wish we just wouldn't get anyone. Crime in the city of Bloomington right now, we're down 12% from last year. And it's almost at a record level crime in Bloomington. But I say that acknowledging that if you just got robbed or your house broken in today, you don't care nothing about the police chief telling you
yes,
that crime is down. But, I mean, we have seen a significant drop in crime in our city in all areas. So I think that helps. But I want to emphasize, I think this area of human trafficking and people going out here and having sex with minors is one in law enforcement, that we're behind the eight ball on, right? And a lot of police departments out here are understaffed and not able to do these proactive activities like we are.
Yep.
So I don't even want to know what's going on in places that don't have the staffing levels that we have here.
Well, let's stay with that, because first of all, you and your team deserve credit for these numbers and where they're at and setting all-time records. When you see a city like Minneapolis, and you hear about this all the time, and they're down 40% from where they were before the murder of George Floyd, can you imagine where you would be at if you were down 40%?
Oh, I can't even. So when I took Bloomington, we were down like 20% staff. So at the time I got to be chief here, we had like 99 cops. We're at, you know, 135 now. And that was, our officers were getting killed. You know, I couldn't imagine using another 20%. I mean, that's, and I think the public has to understand, you know, if you don't have the cops, you don't have the ability to do proactive policing or deterrence, right? As cops, mm-hmm. you know, police chiefs get mad when I say this, right? So I'm probably on an island. We do not prevent crime. We deter it, right? And when you don't have enough people, you're not deterring crime.
Yep.
And if you look nationally in a lot of these cities, you know, when we had the spike during COVID, you know, cops pretty much just weren't enforcing laws unless they were called. So there really wasn't any deterrence that took place. Now, once people are out here actually enforcing the law, the deterrence has happened. And that's why I believe you're seeing a crime drop. But when you're down that many people, there's really no way to do proactive or deterrence policing.
Most importantly, sir, thank you so much for what you do. Stay safe. Hope everyone in your department stays safe, and we always appreciate having you on.
All right. Thank you.
The police chief of Bloomington, Booker Hodges, good to hear the numbers that they are going the right way, and sad that and grotesque that we still have individuals out there pursuing underage sex. We're going to get a little Jason DeRush in moments. I'm going to give you a little talk on stretch lab. Harrigan, how about you tonight? I'm seeing you yawn. I'm seeing you fatigued, tired. It's been, what, 2 months, 3 months since your triathlon?
Couple months.
How about you with the Woodbury location, a little stretch lap? I just signed up during the break. I'm going Friday.
Really?
And I had so much success with Isaac in Plymouth, I'm going back to Isaac.
Could use some limbering.
Yeah, you really could. You know? Listen, you're like 5'2", 5'3".
Not true.
They would make you feel taller. I feel taller. I feel almost 6'2". When I go there, I feel like I'm a foot taller than you when I finish, because kind of that mountain feeling, you know, that elasticity, that pliability.
At your age, you're rapidly shrinking, so that's good for you.
Couldn't hear what you said there. Stretch Lab, 12-plus locations in the metro area, trained flexologists. The months and months of training, you just won't walk in and say, hey, I'd like to help people stretch. Okay, there's Dave Harrigan over there. No, and if you don't live up to the standard, boom, they're gone. My son, with all his physical issues, sick today, sent a good thought to Quentin. He benefits greatly. He has scoliosis. He had double leg surgery years ago where he didn't walk for 6 months. He benefits. A guy who's as fit as Dave benefits. A guy like me who's kind of sort of a little bit in shape benefits. They can help you. Don't hesitate. Get that first 50-minute session. Get the evaluation. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.